Blog Talk Radio.
My song I sing. yes. Well, 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 my brothers and sisters, we are back. Yes, indeed. We are back again. Back again, my brothers and sisters, for another very precious episode, of Hidden Gospel Revealed. And I'm your host, Eddie Mian, Covenant Remembrance Ministries. So very thankful to the Most High, yes, indeed, for the opportunity to be back with you here again. Speak these very precious words, yes, these very precious words which the Most High has granted me for the blessing, reconciliation, the hope for the peace and the salvation of his people. The Most High has told me, yes, indeed, he has told me that I have for him some very important things for him to do. And he told me because of what I must do, he said to me, yes, indeed, that I would accrue some very powerful friends as well as enemies. But he told me that in doing for him that which he has asked of me, I would have his protection and his guidance. And for that, my brothers and sisters, I can only be utmost thankful. For the Most High has told me, yes, indeed, he has told me that I must tell you things. Yes, indeed, he's told me I must tell you things. That men have done everything they could since the dawn of human fall to hide, to deny, to pervert, to silence, and if they could, to destroy. But my brothers and sisters, the Most High has a plan. His words shall not return to him void. His words shall accomplish all that for which he has spoken them. Blessed are they, my brothers and sisters, who will understand this absolute surety. Because without question, my brothers and sisters, without question, his word, what the Most High has promised, has been sent forth and shall surely accomplish all, I said everything, and all that he has spoken shall not return to him void. Many of my brothers and sisters, if we examine such scriptures as those at Acts 3:18-23, it says Messiah is going to bring to remembrance, to the restoration and restitution. All things the Most High has spoken by the mouth of his holy prophets since world began. And to understand this truth, yes, to understand this truth is to know, my brothers and sisters, that the Most High will not have Messiah to bring all these things to remembrance if he does not intend surely to bring all of it to come to pass. And in fact, my brothers and sisters, he speaks these words, will bring all these things to remembrance. To see, my brothers and sisters, who it is that has had this faith. Who it is, my brothers and sisters, that it might be revealed. Who it is that has walked in the inspiration, diligently in the inspiration of the Most High. And who is not. Who will serve him, my brothers and sisters. Who will prove that they will serve him. And those who serve him will serve him not. His word, like a sharp two-edged sword, my brothers and sisters, shall discern this with absolution. Blessed, my brothers and sisters, utmost blessed are those who will not miss this point. My brothers and sisters, we got some powerful things to talk about tonight. The reasonable soul will discern them. The reasonable soul, my brothers and sisters, will not miss this precious point. I'd like to move on with the examination in the knowledge of the truth. And I pray, yes, indeed, I pray the Most High that men will discern the preciousness of that which Tonight, they will have opportunity to hear. Remember, I told you, Most High told me directly that because of what I must tell you, I would recruit some very powerful friends as well as enemies. Well, I can see that a lot of people might not like what I have to say tonight. I can see quite well, my brothers and sisters, that many would have preferred, and have preferred over the course of ages, that words like what I'm about to tell you tonight would not be considered. But the truth of the matter, my brothers and sisters, they must be. They absolutely must be considered. Hear me, my brothers, sisters, and discern the truth. Hear words, my brothers and sisters, that if you will discern them and take them to heart, will be reasonable to understand them. It will offer you the opportunity, yes, my brothers and sisters, indeed for salvation, even for deliverance beyond every misconceit and every misallegiance that for so long, over the course of ages, since the dawn of human fall, have blinded the minds and the hearts of the people and established veils of misconceits and blasphemy that kept so many from discerning what is the victory, what it truly means to overcome the world, that many of my brothers and sisters not discerning this truth have fallen victim to those who beguile mankind after false righteousness. But the truth, my brothers and sisters, is this. The truth, my brothers and sisters, is a word. It must stand. Reason, my brothers and sisters, must rule. I would have you follow with me, please, to examine the scriptures at okay. Let's go to 1 Corinthians 3:18. I welcome you to the show. And I pray that many of you, whoever were here tonight, might be prompted to call in, because I know these things I'm going to talk about tonight might sound quite shocking. But the truth is simply what it is. Not so difficult for the reasonable soul to grasp. But those, my brothers and sisters, who've been prideful after the deceitfulness of this world will have a hard time. Many will have a hard time with what I'm about to say tonight. But I pray the hearts, my brothers and sisters, will be humbly willing that souls might discern indeed what is deliverance. 1 Corinthians 3, third chapter. 3. How about 3:17? If any man defile the temple of the Most High, in other words, perverse the doctrine in any way, perverse the standard the Most High declared, twists, perverts, denies, seeks to destroy, pollutes, after any manner of pretentiousness, anything, my brothers and sisters, that is true to the covenant, twists men that they discern, not that they have fallen after unholiness, even what is not a covenant at all. So they meant to defile the temple of Yah, him Yah shall destroy. He did not say save. If any man defile, wow. You ever stop to consider, my brothers and sisters, that's not just leaders who defile the temple. You need to be very careful by who it is that you listen to, who that you're inclined to follow. We start talking about the hope of the faith. If any man defile the temple of Yah, him Yah shall destroy. For the temple of Yah is holy, which temple ye are. You are to be vessels under the preservation, the knowledge of his righteousness. And my brothers and sisters, that attainment is not a thing gathered after the precepts of men. My brothers and sisters, faith, true faith, comes by hearing a word from Yah. For many are they who have never heard or never taught the preaching of the gospel, Won't it simply teach what preserves their pulpits and their thrones, who, having the written word, have not sought it by faith, seeking the higher righteousness of Yah? They have not therefore submitted to the righteousness of Yah, and therefore seeking to establish their own righteousness, they've only divided the people. Yes, my brothers and sisters, divided the people, irreverent against the will of one. He says, therefore, let no man deceive you. Oh, what I was just talking about, read around 9:26 Romans out to about 10:14. And I pray the Most High helps you to understand those words, because what it says is all have not, I mean, come to pass in the last days, all who call upon the name of the Most High shall be delivered. And my brothers and sisters, the name of the Most High also reflects the knowledge of his testimony. The knowledge of a pure foundation upon which you might discern the testimony of the Most High and be kept. Not only upon that foundation, my brothers and sisters, but growing consistent with it. What is it, my brothers and sisters, that must come to pass to bring that to bear? It says, all who call upon the name of the Most High shall be delivered. But my brothers and sisters, how can men call upon him whom they have not heard, have not heeded, have not known to obey? What about if the doctrines you've heard have been the doctrines of another? Remember, the scriptures tell us not all have heard the preaching, not all have preached or obeyed what is indeed the gospel. Many have obeyed, my brothers and sisters, like I said before, the misrule of the kings, the misrule of the priests, pastors, rabbis, elders, who in so many ways, my brothers and sisters, have compelled men to equate worldly folly, the versitudes of worldly pretentiousness, as if this diversitude, this contradiction and contentiousness, could somehow be equated as true to the holy name? Impossible, my brothers and sisters. Yah is one. Therefore, the scriptures say, let no man deceive himself. Let no man be deceived. If any man among you seems to be wise or considers himself wise in this world, according to the diversitudes of this world, let him consider himself a fool, that he may become wise. Meaning, if any man considers himself wise because he has the complicity, or is sanctioned by, or is exalted after the multitude of different standards that seem wise in this world, Scripture said, let that man consider himself a fool that he may become wise. Remember, Yah is one. Meaning that a multitude of diverse standards could never be true to him. No polytheist, no political system of this earth is true to the will of one. In fact, they all are pretentious, establishing false. False righteousness, my brothers and sisters. Scripture says, not submitted to the righteousness of Yah. The apostle Shaul said, my greatest desire for Israel, they might be saved. That means all become true to one righteousness. How should this occur, my brothers and sisters? We need to ask the question. Messiah comes to reprove, and we've talked about that so many times on this show. Isaiah 41. Malachi 3. So much prophecy relates again and again the reason why Messiah comes. Isaiah 59, Psalm 14, Psalm 53. All these scriptures relate again and again the reason why Messiah comes, because all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of Yah. The reason why Messiah comes is because the whole world has fallen short of that conscience which the Most High finds viable unto his name. Messiah comes to restore the conscience of men beyond all the contradictions taught by the diversities of the nations. So again, 1 Corinthians 3:16. He said, if any man, how about 3:17? If any man defile the temple of Yah, him Yah shall destroy. If any man causes any man to trust in what is defilement, a pollution, a perversion against the truth of the covenant, against the truth of the testimony, him Yah shall destroy. It did not say they'd be saved. If any man love unrighteousness, prefer the lie, the scripture did not say they'd be saved. The scripture says this is damnation. For every lie, every short-sightedness, every partiality, every pollution that men have believed, has been an obstacle against men discerning the greater truth. Messiah did not give the Holy Spirit as a teacher for men to act as obstacles against men discerning the greater will of him who will bring men unto the remembrance of all things, even to the rebuke of every fallen standard, every false allegiance that has blinded men against discerning the pure and perfect, sovereign, gospel, will, plan, purpose, promise of the One Most High. Again, it said, let no man deceive himself. If any man consider himself wise in this world, according to the differences that are in it, the folly that is in it, the fallen multitude of fallen standards that are in it that cannot be true to the will of one, let him consider himself having been fooled, deceived, that he may become wise. For the wisdom of this world is foolishness before Yah. Some scripture relates it this way in 1 Corinthians 3:20. The Most High knows that the thoughts of the wise, the thoughts of men are vain. For the men discern the vanity or the short-sightedness of their perceptions are not. Yah knows where it is. Wherever it is, the man is falling short or being puffed up in his own vanities. Because frankly, my brothers and sisters, the Most High will not have his name defiled. He will not have his testimony corrupted. He will not have, my brothers and sisters, his holy name nor his holy kingdom polluted after any of the pretentious presumptuousnesses that are the imaginings of men. Hear me in 1 Corinthians 3:19, for the wisdom of this world, the Most High knows that it is foolishness. It is folly. It is fallacy. It is a multitude of contentious lies against the will of one. And the Most High, my brothers and sisters, discerning the truth, catches. No, my brothers and sisters, the lies don't get by. He catches the wise in their craftiness. What scripture say? The kings of the earth are taking counsel against the Most High and against his anointed? Why do the nations rage? The people imagine vain things. You ever stop to consider? It is because men have equated the righteousness of the kings of the earth, and for all their differences, all the multitude of compromises, all of man's resistance against the pure, perfect light, men have equated the rule of their kings and their priests and their pastors and their rabbis as if it were one. And in all things true unto the will of the Most High. Isaiah 42 says, woe to those rulers who profess to be perfect. When the truth of the matter, my brothers and sisters, Messiah is sent because all have fallen short of the glory and he must come to reprove them all. His very name means that he comes to rebuke all unrighteousness, to deliver his people from their sins. How about every misallegiance that has feigned the righteousness of Yah, my brothers and sisters, and only stood as a pretense against men discerning the truth of who Yah is, true to all that he is? Oh, I got a lot to talk about that tonight, because men refusing to recognize the dimensions of their ignorance, the dimensions of their pretentiousness, have made all sorts of imaginings and false claims that, quite frankly, my brothers and sisters, man is going to have to give account for every foolish or pretentious word that they have spoken. For many have spoken pretentious words according to their imaginings, and my brothers and sisters, not from having heard the truth from the mouth of the Most High. Most High knows, even if man does not know, where the thoughts of men are insufficient, polluted, perverse. A disease against the peace, and a disease against the law, is against the law of the Most High. He said, therefore, let no man glory in men. All things are yours. What it means, my brothers and sisters, the Most High will reveal all things to you. Beyond all that perceives wise unto men. If we are true to his spirit that teaches all things, no lie in it. Don't let anyone, my brothers and sisters, teach you a fallen standard that you are robbed, from the hope of this fullness of an attainment. For the Most High, my brothers and sisters, will confirm only that which is true to him and agrees with him in all things. Say, whether you're Paul or Apollos or Cephas or the world or life or death, the things present or things to come, all are yours. That's good if you, my brothers and sisters, if you belong to the righteous one, the Kurdi, and knowing that the righteous one, the Kurdi, belongs to Yah, meaning that Messiah spoke well in saying, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by him. When he said, if you see me, you've seen the Father, what he was saying is that in seeing and hearing his words, perceiving the truth of his words, men have discerned, if they truly discern, they have discerned the thoughts and the mind of the Father. Oh, my brothers and sisters, how many understand why it is the scriptures say again and again the Messiah will be called by the name of the Father? Because it is because that he represents the Father, and all the Father declares. And the scriptures even go as far as to say he is the one who comes to perform all that is divine pleasure. That means, my brothers and sisters, he has instructions to deny nothing the Most High has spoken, and to bring to bear, even to complete all things the Most High has promised under the peace of this world, under the authority of the Holy Name. So it says here, let a man so account. I'm talking about 1 Corinthians 4:10. Concerning those who would be called pastors and ministers, let a man so account us as the ministers, he said, of the righteous one, one who would be a messenger, one who would teach the ways of the Most High, a steward, if you will, of the mysteries, all the exceeding truths of Yah. Moreover, it is required, however, he said, remember, that stewards, those who are counted to be called stewards, those who are the ones who guard and disseminate, if you will, according to the will of Yah, the precious things, that they must be found faithful. All my brothers and sisters, to be found faithful before Yah to seek the truth. I said the exceeding truth, my brothers and sisters, beyond what is the ordinary expectation and the declarations of men. The Apostle Shaul went on to say, but with me it's a very small thing that I should be judged of you, or any man, or of any man's judgment. And some texts say that I should be judged by any man's court, because he said, I judge not my own self. So I said not to revere those who can destroy the body, but him who can destroy both body and soul into hell. For he said, I know nothing of myself, I know nothing of which I am guilty. Yet I might not be hereby right in this, or justified, or made complete according to my judgment, he said, according to his own judgment. But because he said that he that would judge him is the Most High. What the scripture says, Messiah gave his life, even his very blood, that men might discern after his spirit the high righteousness of Yah, even the one righteousness that comes from above, pure and complete after the will of Yah. That what, my brothers and sisters, unto him every knee shall bow and every tongue shall swear. He gave his very life, my brothers and sisters, that men might discern indeed by the Spirit what is the righteousness of Yah. But only those, my brothers and sisters, who are diligent enough to know they must transcend all the double-mindedness of this world. Or those who gain the victory, those who gain the reward. As they say, therefore judge nothing. Judge yourself not wise before the time. Until Messiah comes, who will judge, or who will bring to light the hidden things that men have not considered. Things, my brothers and sisters, that men don't always so quickly observe, and will make manifest or reveal the counsels of the hearts. And then shall every man have or know how to praise Yah. I did not say any partiality. I did not say any pollution. Considering this, something to say real quickly. In Isaiah, in the 45th chapter, how about Isaiah, the 41st chapter, around the, 25th verse? The scripture says, now I'll get the scenario, what's going on here. Messiah is rebuking the kings, gathering and rebuking all the kings of the earth because their testimony has not been true to what the Most High declared from the beginning, according to all the law of the prophets, nor was the purpose of Yah. And many have not discerned the depravity of this present age and all these divisions. That many refuse to have understood. There must come an end to this confusion, and many have not discerned how it should be. And have not discerned, my brothers and sisters, all this, or even considered this, considered what the Most High declared, and that his people must be one, speaking no lies, no false doctrine, no inequity. Steadfast, my brothers and sisters, that none should be able to harm or destabilize. Scripture says, if you haven't been true to that testimony, if the rulers have not been true to that testimony, an abomination not only are they, but all those who follow them. The blind lead the blind, they both fall in the pit. Well, but the scripture says, the Most High said, I have stirred up one. They put down there from the north. The word for north there is Sophon. The word, my brothers and sisters, relates not just the idea about one from the north. It does relate that. That one of the meanings of the word is that. However, it's time to observe the string of the thought, discern what is the word, even the thought from the conscience of what the Most High is communicating here. He's already said that the rulers have not related to men the constancy of that initial testimony. After that verse, it relates the idea about he must, or in that verse, and after that verse, it says this one must expose all the rulers and kings, trodden them down as a pot of treads clay, which means all the principles of the rulers. Must be transcended. They all become, if you will, homogeneous, consistent after the will of one. Think about it. When scripture says, I stirred up one from the north and from the rising of the sun, the context of the rising sun means like it relates to what rises suddenly to reveal the light the world would obscure. What cast out all the darkness suddenly comes to cast out the darkness. Consider, my brothers and sisters, you say, I've stirred up one from the north. How about one who the world does not quickly observe, has not quickly discerned, has not a light that the world has not understood? All the rulers, scripture said in advance, they would not have preached that gospel, those glad tidings, that fullness of a word, and would not have declared to you that Messiah comes for the express purpose to expose all unrighteousness. The scripture says that what men have heard and what they have trusted in has not been the gospel at all. In fact, my brothers and sisters, we're going to get into some very critical scripture here. Because what these scriptures are saying is that all who have trusted after the vanities of a worldly plurality have, in fact, my brothers and sisters, have been subject to gross, damning blasphemers who have compelled men to equate the sovereign, holy righteousness of the Most High according to all the depravities of every fallen and polluted partial standard, treacherous standard that this world has avowed itself to foolishly since the dawn of human fall. Might sound like shocking words, but my brothers and sisters, I would have you to consider the wisdom of what I am telling you now. The book of Revelation, it is imperative that we understand these things. I'm going to talk about these things in a moment. Because the truth of the matter is that across this world, men have been subject to rulers that would compel men to never see what they have fallen short of divine glory and compelled others to do the same. All the rulers compel to believe people to believe, especially those who are spiritual, that though they are oftentimes in today's society elected many times at the will of the people, look at the blasphemy in this, elected at the will of the people, in all their differences, politicians elected the will of the people. To believe at the end of the day that it was the Most High who established these kings. Well, I'd like to call attention to a bit of verse, scripture, in Hosea. The book of Hosea in the 8th chapter. What does it say, my brothers and sisters? How about this? Most High says in Hosea 8:1, set the trumpet to thy mouth. Speaking of Messiah, he should come as an eagle, a ravenous bird against the house of the Most High. How about the kings of the earth? Because they have transgressed his covenant, trespassed his law. And Israel shall cry to the Most High. Nevertheless, those who call themselves, they say they're people of the Most High, shall cry to the Most High, saying, still yet, O my God, we know thee. Wow. For all these differences, though they've transgressed the law, broken the everlasting covenant, forgotten that there is an absolute must remain spiritually in contact as one in the will of the Most High, calling themselves his people. Well, they swore my name, but not in truth nor in righteousness. Men talking about keeping a Shabbat or a holy day, but they got one for the, the seven-day Baptist, seven-day Adventist. Hey, many who call themselves after many facts of what they call Hebrew Israelite. Many call themselves after rabbinical Judaism. Everybody's keeping the Shabbat. Well, my brother said they kept it holy according to the will of Yah. There would be no differences in the form of religion or the form of faith that has been taught amongst them all. What then has been the obstacle, my brothers and sisters, that will compel men to believe that these pluralities are true of the will of one? That, my brothers and sisters, is blasphemy. Begin to equate a plural vanity as if it were true to the will of the One Most High. Look at this. Hosea 8, Israel has cast off the thing that is good, and the enemy has pursued him. How about caught and captured him? They have set up kings. Hosea 8:4. They have set up kings, but not by me. They have made for themselves princes who I did not know or who he did not establish. How about those who did not know him? If you understand the context of many Hebrew words in these contexts, you understand what it's talking about. They have made princes, and I knew it not. What does the Most High not know? Of their silver and their gold have they made idols. In other words, what seems precious to them have they exalted as if it were gods. As if it were that which is to be followed after the making of their own hands. That they may be cut off. How about my brothers and sisters cut off for disrespecting the One Most High, for rejecting the reference point the Most High declared, and having been so irreverent, the brothers and sisters didn't say it would be a blessing. Thy calf of Samaria has cast thee off. Mine anger is kindled against them. How long would it be till they attain to innocency? Brothers and sisters, do not be beguiled to believe just because someone is in authority over a nation that he has been true to what the Most High declared. The Most High told me directly, no man has a right to rule lest they seek to be true to him. And it's obvious when you see some 45,000 denominations across this world, across 280 nations, that men, rather than accepting the gospel light of the one truth, have been resistant against it, that so many perversions and corruptions remain, that it has been disease rather than ease and peace. It has been disease, my brothers and sisters, rather than comfort. And men have retained the warfare of their controversies because they did not seek the pure, perfect will that announces the sovereignty of one. I would have you to understand, my brothers and sisters, without question, there must be an end to this confusion to establish the kingdom of Yah on this earth. Already, I've heard somebody talking about, pray that we all be ready. Well, I ask the question, my brothers and sisters, ready for what? People say they're ready to walk into the kingdom? Think again. If all have sinned and fallen short of the glory, my brothers and sisters, people need to ask the question, who is it that will make man ready for the coming of the Son of Man? When it's the Son of Man who comes to restore righteousness in the world. Didn't scriptures tell us well in Malachi? He, the Lord whom you seek, shall suddenly come to the temple, and he shall reprove the rulers. He shall reprove the priests. He didn't say that the righteousness of Yahweh was going to be declared by another. In fact, the scripture said, my brothers and sisters, he shall reprove all the kings and priests, that men might be restored to the righteousness of Yahweh, pleasing as in former years. Why, my brothers and sisters, did they not admonish you to discern this? Well, the scriptures actually say, according to Isaiah 41 and Malachi 3, the Messiah comes to reprove all the kings and priests, that he might be called shepherd, king, and priest, and that he might establish the kingdom of Yah, even at Jerusalem, or upon a firm foundation, even the foundation, my brothers and sisters, of an everlasting truth. If your rulers did not tell you that for this reason Messiah comes, no, not by any means to flatter any of the fallen standards of man, but to restore discernment as to what is the righteousness of Yah. If they never told you this, my brothers and sisters, they never told you or taught you the gospel. Hear me and understand. Revelation, the book of Revelation, in the 13th chapter, speaks of the wickedness, the lawlessness, the deceptive unrighteousness of the systems of man. They speak about what they call the divine right of kings. Wow. As if it was the Most High who appointed them and all their differences. My brothers and sisters, the anointing of the Most High, men hearkening to the Spirit that teaches all things, no lie in it, purely and completely, after the Spirit of what the Most High called the Comforter, can only cause all men to agree as one. That has not been the case. You got a lot of treacherous kings that you need to deal with. Isaiah 24 says the people, when they wake up, they understand the kings and the rulers have been treacherous. Even they've dealt very treacherously because they've left the so much truth of the scriptures to be a mystery to the people. And the people have been quite lean in their understanding. Well, Revelation 13th chapter needs be considered. 13:1, I stood upon the sand of the sea and saw a beast rise up out of the sea. How about an unreasoning system that would not reason true to the cause and the purpose of the Most High, for which the Most High created and made man? Unreasoning, my brothers and sisters, irrational systems and empires of men. Even, my brothers and sisters, the governments of men refusing to reason as God mind, as man was created to be, not to argue with the Creator, but to consider the wisdom of the Creator and to follow rationally and wisely. I saw upon the sand of the sea and saw a beast. The Hebrew word for beast, or the word for Gentile, goy, is the same. It's a multitude who will not reason as one. And that means, my brothers and sisters, by no means do we have fellowship in our holy covenant. But they've taken counsel against the holy covenant of the Most High, against the Most High and His anointed. And that's why the kingdoms of the world continue to rage, imagining vain things, what will not accomplish the peace. They will bring forth the offering unto the Most High with which He is pleased. And that offering, my brothers and sisters, can only be peace, true to Himself. Stood upon the sand of the sea, and I saw a beast rise up out of the sea. Remember, I'm going to tell you the word for sea in Hebrew is also the west. I want you to think about it. Having seven heads and ten horns, and upon his horns upon his horns 10 crowns, and upon his head the name or the names of blasphemy. Later in the scripture, my brothers and sisters, when the scripture speaks about these 10 horns, rather, if you will, the 10 heads, the scriptures tell us in the book of Revelation, the 10 heads are the, let's go to Revelation 17:12, the 10 horns which thou sawest are 10 kings. Kingdoms receive, have no kingdom yet, but receive power as kings. If you will, then also kingdoms as 1 hour with the beast. How about the amalgam of nations, my brothers and sisters, that stand against the King of Kings? The King, my brothers and sisters, that I've talked to you before, Scripture calls him Shiloh in Genesis 49:10. Him unto whom the gathering of the people shall be, him unto whom it belongs, him unto whom the Most High said that he would subdue all the kings and give the kingdom of the earth to him. Him who at Psalms 2 has said of him that he would say one day, today the Most High said to me, you are my son, this day have I begotten thee. Ask of me and I will give you the heathen and all the nations for your inheritance. You shall shepherd them with a rod of iron. You shall break them in pieces, those who would not be disciplined or would not submit. You shall break them like the breaking of a potter's vessel. Be wise, O king. Be instructed, O judges of the earth. Kiss the sun, lest he be angry. And you perish from his way, while his wrath is kindled but a little. Blessed are they who put their trust in him. My brothers and sisters, I would have you to know that there have been various empires in the world that amount to these seven, if you will, empires. My brothers and sisters, I would pray that you would understand these seven heads that the book of Revelation speaks of. There's been seven empires, my brothers and sisters, that the scriptures speak of here, that over the course of time have been amalgams of nations, many different peoples, my brothers and sisters, oftentimes fashioning themselves under one head and one title, but in so many ways, my brothers and sisters, in their diversitude, leaning to their own understanding and not walking according to the righteousness of Yah. My brothers and sisters, all these kingdoms ultimately at some level relate. All the various kingdoms of the earth that the Most High says, my brothers and sisters, are still quite in so many ways. The Babylon, the Egypt, the all the, let's just say, all the fallen kingdoms of the earth, the Greece, the Medo-Persia, my brothers and sisters, wherever it is that those kingdoms are still were never ever fully reconciled unto the will of one. Rome, my brothers and sisters, papal, pagan, and papal Rome. All of these, my brothers and sisters, Assyria, Egypt, Babylon, Syria, Medo-Persia, Greece, Rome, papal, pagan, and my brothers and sisters, even what many consider ultimately, finally, the eighth. One is an amalgam of them all. Shall it be, my brothers and sisters, that the Most High shall have his name blasphemed, his authority blasphemed, after the confused differences of man? Absolutely not. What I would have you to understand, my brothers and sisters, did you know the scripture says upon the heads of these kings and these kingdoms are the names of blasphemy, meaning they equated themselves as one with the Most High, but they were far from it and still remain so, my brothers and sisters, far from it. I would have you to understand concerning the one called Shiloh that will declare, indeed, the restoration of all rights to mankind. If the rulers did not tell you or did not give you the expectation that Messiah comes absolutely to reprove all the rulers and kingdoms of this world, if they didn't tell you, my brothers and sisters, that the name of the Most High relates to himself as one, that he is the great I am that I am, if they did not tell you that he would not have his name polluted after the designs of another, if they did not tell you that the pretensions of man will by no means be part of his covenant, and therefore, since so much of what men have believed have been just simply the pretenses and imaginings of their own hearts, if they didn't tell you the Messiah comes, then only that which is true to his name, his thoughts, his plan, his promise, and only those, my brothers and sisters, who are gathered to be purged and made enlightened again true to that will enter his kingdom. Meaning that in order to establish over this world one kingdom, one king, one Most High, one shepherd, one high priest and king, if they didn't tell you that he comes to reprove all other rulers, that this must be, then they never taught you, my brothers and sisters. This might sound hard, but they never taught you the truth of the gospel. Read it for yourself in Isaiah, in the 41st chapter, 28. Well, how about the 41st chapter? Start about 21st verse. Really need to all the way go out to 40 and 1 on through. But 40 and 21 out to 42, 4 relate to the gospel, my brothers and sisters, is the expectation of the one that is, pray you will understand this. I'm correlating it. Revelation 22:16, Messiah said, this is the testimony. They put down here an angel, but it means the testimony of a message. It must be taught in all the churches that he is the root and offspring of David, the bright morning star. And what it means is he is the one who comes to reprove all the unrighteousness and the confusion of a whole world, that a world might be saved, made one after the true will of the one. If they did not give you that expectation, they compelled you to equate the righteousness of Yah after the pluralist misconceits of man. And anyone, my brothers and sisters, who did not realize the need to transcend this confusion, my brothers and sisters, has been beguiled by men and has not overcome the world, but has been succumbed to be overcome by it. Truth of the matter. Yes, my brothers and sisters, truth of the matter is all who have fallen short of the righteous expectation, the one called the Kurdi, the righteous one like the rising sun, who Messiah said that he is. The one where he said he is the root and offspring of David, the bright morning star who will slay, expose every unrighteous standard. All the unrighteousness of the kings, which is why you find in Revelation the kings of the earth hiding and running and hot sin. Hide us from the face of the Lamb, him who sits upon the throne, because they've all been treacherous against his righteousness. They all sought to dissuade the people not to see direction beyond men. They will say, hide us from the face of the Lamb, him who sits upon the throne. Hide us from the wrath of the Lamb, and him who sits upon the throne. For the day of his wrath has come, and who should be able to stand? Truth of the matter, my brothers and sisters, all who have fallen from the righteous expectation of the one called Shiloh, the one who reproves all the kings, priests, rulers, denominations, whatever you call them on this earth, all fallen short of the glory. If they didn't tell you to expect that one, that you should know not to be encapsulated or enslaved after any of the various standards of men, if they didn't teach you that, my brothers and sisters, the rulers, enslaved your minds to exalt them and did not cause you to prepare for one, the one the Most High has appointed. I said, the one the Most High has appointed who will judge all men. The scripture says he's the Word made flesh. It means he is the Word, the conscience of the Most High revealed in the flesh. And his word, like a sharp two-edged sword, being complete in all things would discern, my brothers and sisters, the thoughts and intents of the heart. For if any man chooses to deny even the least of that which the Most High has declared, he, my brothers and sisters, irrationally is found in his infirmity. In his infirmity, in his double-mindedness, the servant of another. The scriptures already warned us in the book of Jacob, called James. King James had to stick himself in there. He said, we're scattered among the nations. Hey, scattered among a multitude of nations, therefore lacking wisdom, lacking discernment, lacking a sense of absolution. We must still understand that the faith we have in the Most High must bring forth a perfect work. And if not, my brothers and sisters, if we lack wisdom, being double-minded, not knowing to ask the Most High for greater discretion beyond it all. Scripture said, let not the double-minded man think he receive, if you will, the promise of the Most High. Messiah said, your righteousness must exceed that of your rulers for a reason. Israel's priests at the time were an appointment of Rome. Rome came in and killed all the priests who wanted a king after Jewish seed some decades before the birth of Messiah. And Israel had a priesthood at the time that said they wanted no king but Caesar. They had no king but Caesar. In effect, they called Caesar then their God. Meaning everything that they taught in so many ways was compromised after the ideals of Rome. It's no different, my brothers and sisters, when the scripture talks about the harlot that rides the back of the beast today. For the most have called the churches, my brothers and sisters, have sold out. It talks about a woman clothed in purple and scarlet, a seductress clothed in purple and scarlet, a system, my brothers and sisters, after which men seek to be esteemed. Purple. Symbolic of royalty. Scarlet. Harlotry. King's whore. Sold out, my brothers and sisters, after those who esteem political advantage. Hey, my brothers and sisters. Seeking the esteem and the favor of those who forget that the earth belongs to Yah and the fullness thereof, who have taken the territories and the resources thereof. That men, my brothers and sisters, oftentimes have sought the favor of men rather than the true mercies and the favor, the protection, true to the righteousness of Yah. My brothers and sisters, I dare to tell you, for not expecting that there must come a proof of all the rulers, at the hand of the anointed one who after the Spirit of the Most High rebukes all the fallen allegiances of man. Not expecting the one whom the scripture says, unto him every knee shall bow and every tongue shall swear, even to him shall mighty men come. That unto him every knee shall bow and every tongue shall swear allegiance. Even according to the truth of the one the scriptures speak of in Isaiah 45, that also is spoken of in the same verbiage in Philippians. Oh, you need to read the second and third chapter of Philippians. It talks again about him who most high is exalted and given a name above every name. That unto him every knee shall bow and every tongue shall swear. Romans 14 speaking of the same. But guess what? Those verses were first spoken about one who scriptures speak of between Isaiah 44:20 through 45:6 as the one who proves foolish the wisdom of all the wise. That Israel be established upon a firm foundation, the one shepherd. They put down in your Bibles, they put down this name Cyrus. My brothers and sisters, I can only tell you that the early church got its name from the one who bore the title that was called the Kurdee. The faith was not called Christianity, it was called Kurdishania. Revelation 16:12 talks about the one called the King of the East, before whom the rivers are dried up. Look at Revelation 16:12-21. Compare to Isaiah 44:20 through 45:6, talking about this one called Cyrus, before whom they dried up the rivers. His title was the Kurdee, the righteous one. Kur, son, tis rise. Shah, king of the east. The angel from the rising sun. Angel, meaning also the same word, Malak, the king. King like the rising sun. Rising sun is the east. My brothers and sisters, they didn't tell you who Messiah said he is when he says he's the root and offspring of David, the bright morning star. As a testimony, my brothers and sisters, it must be testified in all the churches, which means that testimony was not given. It wasn't a church. The very word church comes from that title. They who are of the early church, my brothers and sisters, Please check it out. My website, hiddengospel.com, early church origin, mutual expectation, hiddengospel.com. Look up the article, hiddengospel.com, the secret of city prophecies. Why did they not tell you about these things? Because all of them say the Messiah comes to reprove all the unrighteousness of men, that men might be brought to the will of one. Men have often said salvation not of works that any man should boast really means that salvation is not according to the designs of men. We must be his workmanship unto all good works which the Father has foreordained. If you're strangers to the covenant of the promise that brings forth a covenant, and believe me, there's no covenant with the Most High but that which is pure and complete in him. He says you're without hope, without Messiah. Hear me, my brother, and says without Yah. How about still blinded by the diversities of the world? If they did not teach you who Messiah said he is, when he said he's the root and offspring of David, the bright morning star, the quickest scriptures to check that out and understand it, is in Isaiah 11. It speaks about one who by the Spirit of the Most High who will reprove all wickedness, all unrighteousness, that unto him shall the nations come, that his rest, his peace shall be glorious. Scripture says he comes a second time to regather his people, even as he did before. I can only tell you, my brothers and sisters, Isaiah speaks of Messiah coming not once, not twice, but three times. It might sound like a shock to you, but notice the scriptures in Isaiah 11, 10 through 12, talking about that one that is root of Jesse, David's father. The scripture talks about him coming a second time to regather his people as he did before. Who did it before, my brothers and sisters, from all those territories that the scriptures there mentioned, which were all part of the ancient Medo-Persian Empire, to bring Israel back, the one whom the Most High spoke of in 2 Chronicles and in Ezra, saying, all the kings of the earth that the Most High have heaven given me. All the kings. Hey, did it ever say, my brothers and sisters, that these kingdoms were not his inheritance? Think about it. The scripture says, unto him shall the gathering of the people be. Scripture talks about one whom the Most High says, do all the kings of the earth and give the kingdoms to him. The one called Shiloh. Read Isaiah 41. It says, the Most High will subdue all the kings over before him, giving them as dust to his sword and driven stubble to his bow. Psalms 110 speaks of one. The scripture says, the Most High said to the one whom David called his Lord, his master, his king. He said, the Most High will say to him, sit thou at my right hand till I make thy enemies thy footstool. I see replication again and again of the same concept of brothers and sisters. If they who call themselves rulers and teachers over you, if they, my brothers and sisters, if they did not teach you these words and that expectation, many call themselves Hebrews. Many say they are Jews. But my brothers and sisters, the scripture says the true Jew is one whose praise is not from men, not unto men, but from and unto Yah. And my brothers and sisters, the truths we're talking about here now, the Most High told me quite frankly and plainly, they are very precious words because they are rare, but they are only for the most humble soul. Those who will be exalted by their affiliations after the blindness of others, are the blindest of men whose testimony will not be found true to what the Most High declared from the beginning, that men might discern the depravities of this present age fully, that they might come completely beyond all the misconceits of this present age, that they might discern, my brothers and sisters, what is the expectation of the kingdom of Yah. Brothers and sisters, whoever cannot speak according to that fullness or will not reason to discern according to that fullness, as Messiah comes to reveal it, the brothers and sisters will not be confirmed unto the holy name, but being left without that confirmation, found in so many ways then yet enemies. Enemies against divine righteousness, seeking to exalt and prefer unrighteousness, loving darkness more than light. All who will not confirm that foolishness, my brothers and sisters, be counted irrational, devil-minded, the sons of infirmity. And therefore, my brothers and sisters, will not survive the days of wrath that are to come. Most High talks about how two-thirds of humanity will perish in the days that are to come. Scriptures talk about in Zechariah. You need to read the 13th chapter of Zechariah. We've talked about this before. He talks about casting out all the pollutions and all the false idols and all the false concepts of deity from the land. Out of them, Israel shall come forth in that day, one called the cornerstone, the nail, the battle bow. Oh, we've talked about this before. All these are titles, my brothers and sisters, concerning the one called the one that is called Shiloh, him unto whom it belongs. The cornerstone, my brothers and sisters, it says the stone which the builders rejected become the chief stone of the corner. It means that he will declare the truth that those who built the temples ignored. Scripture talks about the cornerstone, the nail. How about Isaiah? Other scriptures are in Psalm 118. The nail. How about Isaiah 22? Talking about one who will be established, who will be established in a firm place, who will take the place of my brothers and sisters, those who have established infirmity in the land. Scripture calls him Eliakim, Eliakim, the son of Hilkiah, still of the house of David, my brothers and sisters, will be established, my brothers and sisters, to establish firmity again in the land. Him who opens and no man shuts and shuts and no man opens. Means he has the sovereignty of the kingdom to decide who comes in and who does not. Cornerstone, the nail, the battle bow. Oh, how many understand, my brothers and sisters, the one called the battle bow, the one spoken of as Isaiah 49. The scripture talks about he made him a chosen arrow. The word there is also, if you will, the bow or the battle bow. You get most of the scripture says he would give him as the king as dust to his sword and give him stubble to his bow. Scripture also at Isaiah. We're calling Isaiah in context of, we've talked about this before on my website, Numbers 24, 14 through 17 through 19. The words again, my brothers and sisters, relate the cornerstone, the nail, the battle bow, in the context that the very word Shiloh has implications of a sword and a battle bow, something that does not err, does not miss the mark, and will discern, my brothers and sisters, the thoughts and intents of every heart. All these things we talked about before on the show, I would like to, my brothers and sisters, also to call your attention. Yes, indeed. I'd like to call your attention to what the scriptures say after that in, like I said, Zechariah 13. And it says, concerning that one, awake, O sword, against my shepherds. Oh, what? The shepherds that men have called, those who led them unto the Most High? How about because they've led them astray? He says, going to bring forth unto David a righteous branch. His days Israel shall be saved. How about made one? How about under one shepherd? And that one shall give Israel shepherds who shall feed them, and Israel shall be saved in that day. Who shall understand it in his time? Scripture says, awake, O sword, against my shepherds. Smite the shepherds, and the flock shall be scattered. And I turn my hands against the great ones. And saying that day, say two-thirds of humanity will perish. But the other third that remains, my brothers and sisters, shall be refined unto the Most High, and they shall say, Yah is my only Elohim, the only conscience I will follow. Blessed are they, my brothers and sisters, will understand these things. If they did not teach you, the Messiah come to declare and to establish the absolute sovereignty of Yah, that they may know from the rising sun to the west, there's none else but him. In other words, get me, that his word alone, no pollutions of his word, no perversions of his word, no pretentiousness of his word, no presumptuousness regarding his word, no misinterpretation or exegesis of his word, no frail, fallen, short-sighted, inconclusive, or hasty and hastily conclusive perception, our so-called sense of what men call absolute, not considering all things the Most High has declared, will be found viable before him. Revelation 7:2 talks about those who he will confirm, that he will give the name of the Father upon their brows. Revelation 14 speaks of it. I would have you to consider, my brothers and sisters, why does the scripture say in Revelation 13, it says upon the heads of the kings of the names of blasphemy? It's because they have compelled men to seek no righteousness greater than those who rule over their lands. And our multitude of contentious kings are just like all the pantheons of polytheisms, the false gods of Rome. My brothers and sisters, if men have sought to call wise a multitude of contentious rulers and kings, as did the heathen call their gods supposedly wise for all their contentions, then to follow after such folly, my brothers and sisters, is to be just that, deceived, imperceptive, blind, unstable, unreasoned. My brothers and sisters said, those who refuse to reason, to discern what it means, is Yah is one. He said he would cut off. Yah is one, that he is the great I am that I am. It means that he is not divided, nor is he added to, after any of the misconceits of anyone. And whoever, my brothers and sisters, is not prepared to accept that truth will not enter the kingdom of Yah, will not be found worthy of his name, will not be vouchsafed as confirmed. Ah, my brothers and sisters, against all infirmity and the truth of who Yah is. Let me see if I can relate something real quick to my brothers and sisters. You know, all these things need to be examined. Everything that man has said needs to be examined. Most have told me, quite frankly, straight out, all these contentions, nesses, conflicts, contradictions, contentiousnesses of men were true in any way to his spirit or work of his spirit, is thou cannot be a disciple unto him. Why? Because you're easily distracted by so many others. He said, either listen to him or be made a fool. Well, my brothers and sisters, hear me. You ever stop to consider, my brothers and sisters, just as Messiah said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father unless he come through by me. You ever stop to consider what he meant when he said that this is the testimony that must be testified in all the churches, that he is the good and offspring of David and the bright morning star? That if they haven't told you what Messiah comes to do, to bring in all the confusions of Babylon, all the confusions of all the various kings who are feigned to declare themselves true to the righteousness of Yah, if they did not teach you to look for that expectation, my brothers, they left you to confusion. That is not the gospel. Again, they have taught the unrighteousnesses that they have employed to maintain their pulpits, to maintain their thrones, and they never taught you the coming of the one who is King of Kings, the Shashan Shahed, the Word of Yah. My brothers and sisters, if they have not told you about him, who will judge all humanity according to the fullness of all the world. As it says in Acts 3:18, he will bring about a restitution and restoration of all things, concerning all things the Most High has spoken by the mouth of his holy prophets since the world began. And whoever will not hearken to that consummate word of that prophet, the scripture says, be cut off from among the people. Read it in Acts 3:18 to 23. A lawgiver like Moshe, so whoever will not hearken him, be cut off from among the people. If they did not tell you then that if you hold allegiance to any of these partialized and polluted implications, pretentiousness as the men have exalted, if they did not tell you, my brothers and sisters, you must exceed them all to gain the victory. If they did not tell you, my brothers and sisters, that none of them will be counted righteousness in the last days, and the Messiah must come to rebuke them all, because Isaiah 59 says he would look upon men and saw there was no intercessor, men lying and transgressing against the Most High. Therefore, he sends Messiah. They didn't tell you to look for that exceeding righteousness which must come to reprove all that men have declared, to make the crooked places straight, wherever men have been off and been misled, to set the path straight, to lay every high place low, and all the puffed up misimaginings of man, to lay it all down flat, that men might see clear to the goal. That men might see their way out of the pit, where every low place shall be exalted. They may see themselves out of the way out of the pit to see straightway. If they didn't tell you the Messiah comes to reprove all false standards in this world, and all of them are, every single one. If they didn't tell you the Messiah comes because, well, how can we put this to you? You've read the scripture before. Again, Messiah said your righteous must exceed that of your rulers. Many of your rulers couldn't be your saviors. Falling short, didn't teach you all the law of the prophets. Think about it, my brothers and sisters. The scripture says, Yah so loved the world, he gave his only begotten son. Meaning that the others, my brothers and sisters, were not true to his discipline. And when my brothers and sisters, when you talk about only begotten son, many times he's talking about one who comes in his time, in that age. At a time when every time the scripture said that Messiah appears, because all men have fallen short of his glory. Oh yes, Isaiah 41 says it, going into 42. Isaiah 59 says it. Psalm 14 says it. Psalms 53 says it. Every single prophecy concerning Messiah's coming says Messiah comes because Most High must send a prophet to speak what others would not. The scriptures talk about Isaiah in Isaiah 50. It talks about Messiah coming saying, morning by morning as the Most High caused my ear to hear the teaching and have not turned back the rebellious way, that I should know how to declare a word to the weary. Many, my brothers and sisters, that he comes because the whole world has come spiritually in so many ways, though men do not discern it, immature. Isaiah 28 says, to whom shall he teach knowledge? To whom shall he make understand the report? Well, guess what? If people were so wise, guess what? It would be so difficult for his testimony to come across. How about because they have not been taught line upon line, precept upon precept, the foundations that are necessary to comprehend the words of one who has deep, intimate knowledge of Yah. When the scripture says, comfort ye, O my people, repent ye, O my people, it's talking about preparing for one who has deep, intimate knowledge of Yah, that you might see beyond all the contentions of your, vain, pretentious supplications. Hear me, my brothers and sisters, what I mean. The scripture says, comfort ye, O my people, talking about that your warfare might come to an end. Men have a lot of suppositions out here that they are taught. A lot of suppositions the men have been compelled to believe. Arrogant, my brothers and sisters, prideful in these pretentiousnesses. So much so that when the greater truth comes, they refuse to see it. The scripture said Messiah comes not by ordinary observation. But brothers and sisters, blessed are they whose eyes the Most High will open to discern the words of a righteous one. I'm going to give you some example here. Think about it. When the scripture says Messiah comes, said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father unless he comes through by me. You ever stop to consider, since Messiah said he is the one called the root, offspring of David, and the bright morning star, that if men have sought to come before the Father, expecting that the so-called righteousness of others would be considered sufficient as an atonement, men got another thing to do. It means, my brothers and sisters, that you don't come to the Father. You don't exceed the unrighteousness of men. You don't transcend the veil of the multitude of worldly pretentious, false righteousnesses. But lest you know that faith comes by hearing a word from Yah, because it will be found in the last days that the rulers have not taught you all that is the gospel, or that is what is the rule of the holy kingdom. The kingdom, my brothers and sisters, that in order for it to be established, the Messiah must expose all the unrighteousness of all the rulers, prove them foolish, to establish a holy kingdom. He says his people must be regathered from the midst of all the nations wherever they have been scattered. How about scatterbrained? Scattered in their thinking, scattered in their allegiances, that he might correct his people justly. I'm talking about Jeremiah 30:10-11. I'm talking about, my brothers and sisters, scriptures like Isaiah 6-12. It says the nation will not serve after when that righteousness is revealed. The nation will not serve according to that righteousness. That nation shall perish. It means your righteousness must exceed that of your rulers, because what they have called righteousness, my brothers and sisters, have not been. Messiah must come. The scripture says, think about it. 2 Thessalonians says that once the intrusions, the principalities and powers, like Colossians said, entered into the churches, false rulers presiding over the temples, over the churches, declaring wickedness that men did not discern the mysteries of their iniquities. It didn't say that anything was going to fix it until Messiah comes himself to expose the pretense. Scripture didn't say after those first 3 centuries, after the destruction of Jerusalem, those murderous centuries, did not say that Messiah would come at that time, according to Matthew 24, but there'd be a rise of false prophets. How about false churches? How about men preaching false testimony, false prophetic messages? Message not inspired from the Most High, but after another spirit. One scripture says in Jeremiah, in the 23rd chapter, I've seen in the prophets of Yerushalayim profaneness. Even my own eyes have seen it. Meaning that they speak a word, my brothers and sisters, after an unclean spirit. The Most High cannot sanction any such testimony as his own. Please understand that the multitude of differences we see in the world are after an unclean spirit and not a holy one. Did you hear what I said, my brothers and sisters? Since Messiah said this must be testified in all the churches, that he is the one called the root and offspring of David, who comes the second time to regather his people. Scripture speaks so many times, my brothers and sisters, in Scripture about what is ultimately of Babylon East that he would bring his people from in the latter day of Babylon West. One scripture in Isaiah 53 says Messiah would be cut off by those, my brothers and sisters, made unrighteous among his people, wicked rulers. That's not once or twice. That's three times. My brothers and sisters, this is what the ancients knew. This is what Abraham knew. To tell you about the ancient faith, my brothers and sisters, those that were called the Zarathustra knew. Some of you might even know what I'm talking about when I speak about that. My brothers and sisters, those who knew that since Yah is one, his people must be one, that had the expectation of one was called the snakehead crusher, by some called the snakehead crusher. My brothers and sisters, one called the Ophiuchus, one who would crush the head of the snake, destroyer of his lies. Even in Babylon, my brothers and sisters, they knew that the end of that confusion must come. There's a difference between the Eastern Babylon and this present Western one. At least the Eastern Babylon, even in the Egyptian Book of the Dead, knew that one day there had to be an end of confusion. And for this reason, when the one called the Kurdi, who was the founder of the Medo-Persian Empire, came before, my brothers and sisters, he didn't have to go out. In fact, some would say, well, why didn't he go out and destroy the heathenism then? The scripture says there was an expectation that he would have to come a few times again before there would be an end of all confusion. And quite frankly, my brothers and sisters, the reason why he did not destroy the heathen of his empire before, because those who believed in him or believed that he would come to reconcile all humanity beyond all its sin, all its misallegiances, and everyone who has scattered the minds of his people, those who believe, my brothers and sisters, would have an opportunity to seek the Most High in seeking him to come to the will of one, knowing that one day that would surely happen. How, my brothers and sisters, isn't that they did not tell you that the so-called wise men that came from the East were Zarathustrian priests who looked for the return of the one they called the Shashin Shahe, the great king of kings, knowing, my brothers and sisters, he would come from Davidic seed. How many of you even, my brothers and sisters, have examined the history? Even Confucius said, as a man from the Far East, that the king would come from a territory, my brothers and sisters, to the west of them. But my brothers and sisters, think about what I told you. I didn't say after Western polytheism would come the king. But the scriptures talk about a Babylon West. Some of you might find that kind of shocking when I say it that way, but you need to look at the implications. Hosea 11:5-12 talks about his, behold, the lion shall roar, and his sons shall come trembling from the west. Isaiah 24, they talk about a righteous one. They say the crowd from the sea, the word for sea is west, my brothers and sisters. Messiah will come raised up in the righteousness of Yah in the midst of a people confused after all the diversities of the world. He will reprove a city and a nation that is blinded by the diversities of all the confusions of the entire planet, to let the whole world know that the days of this confusion must come to an end. Did you hear what I said to you, my brothers and sisters? Whoever will not accept the Messiah is the door, because he declares the absolute, what is the righteousness of Yah unto men. Whoever will not hearken to that truth, my brothers and sisters, will not draw near fully unto the will of the Father, but will always be in some way beguiled after the false righteousness of men. Isaiah 40 speaks of him and said, unto whom will you liken Yah? Well, think about this, my brothers and sisters. In Philippians, it says that the Messiah did not consider like being likened unto Yah, a thing to be grasped, a thing to be robbed, but he humbled himself before the Father, became as a servant, that unto him every knee shall bow, every tongue shall swear allegiance. What about those scriptures saying, morning by morning, the Most High causes ear to hear the teaching? He's not turned back the rebellious way, that he might know how to declare a word to the weary. Without the scripture says, they will wait for him. They will wait for the Messiah then, one who is called by the name of the Most High. The one whom the scriptures speak of in Isaiah 49 would say, listen to me, O isles, hearken to me, O you nation. The Most High has called me from the womb by my name. From the body of my mother, he made mention of my name. And the shadow of his hand has concealed me. That's someone who's walking amongst the people. Look at Zephaniah 3 and understand about one who comes forth from that city. Take that article on my website, hiddengospel.com. My brothers and sisters, concerning the secret city, you need all of that. Well, my brothers and sisters, if they didn't tell you about the one who comes to reprove all, that your expectation might exceed that of your rulers, they left you, my brothers and sisters, to be blinded by the inviolabilities and the damnations of your rulers, who themselves, in their multiplicity, stand against your discerning what is the righteousness and the salvation of one. How many of my brothers and sisters will understand Revelation 22:12-21? Says, blessed are they who do his commandments, and may have a right to the tree of life. And that means perform them fully. It says, whoever adds anything to this word, in effect it says you add damnation to your soul. You take anything away, you take away your opportunity unto eternal life. Add anything, you add to yourself the curses that are written in the book. The brethren says, the one called the written offspring of David, the bright morning star, will discipline the world with a discipline that is unflinching like a rod of iron. Out of his mouth comes a sharp two-edged sword, which means he will declare the pure sanctity of all that is the word. The Most High one time asked me straight out, and I knew already the answer. He said, shall a man deny the Most High, or stand against the truth of the Most High, not believe what the Most High has said, even in one precept, and yet live? The tone of the question, when he spoke it, or he asked it, already answered the question. But brothers and sisters, the Most High will not be pleased and is not pleased that men have sworn by his name, but not in truth nor in righteousness. You need to read Isaiah 48. It says, because men have sworn by his name, but not in truth nor in righteousness, he says, when he comes for a moment, he will have to defer his anger, to grant man an opportunity to be refined. But who is it, my brothers and sisters, that will discern him, the scriptures, whom the scripture says among you, to expose this Babylon, expose this confusion, to expose all these blasphemies of unrighteousness the men have called wise?
90.
Who is it, my brothers and sisters, will discern the words of him whom the Most High sends to perform what is his pleasure against all that is the unrighteousness of Babylon, the confusions and unrighteousness of men, that will come forth saying that from the beginning, from the creation, there am I to show you the way that you should go, or that you kept and preserved my conscience, my commandments, then your peace would have been as a river, and your righteousness as the waves of the sea, and I would not have beheld your sinners destroyed from before me. Meaning that all these fallen standards, none of them have been being not true to the holy name, have been sufficient unto having overcome the world and being faithful, truly faithful unto him. So he comes forth saying, according to Isaiah 48:22, there's no peace to those who walk after lawlessness. That's what the word wicked means. So listen to him, he says, the Most High is calling him by name, to bring Israel back to him, to declare even the salvation of the world. They didn't teach you these things, my brothers and sisters, they didn't teach you the gospel. And they never taught you what is sufficient to draw near in perfect communion with the Most High. Hearken and understand, the Most High sends prophets, true prophets, to speak where the world would not. Till we speak again, my brothers and sisters, I thank the Most High for every ear that he brings near. To his might, honor, and praise always, I thank you all for listening.
10 seconds.
Hallelujah!
You got the words to change a nation, but you're biting your tongue. You spent a lifetime stuck in silence, afraid you'll say something wrong. If no one ever hears it, how we gonna learn your song? So come on, come on, come on, come on. You got a heart as loud as lions, so why let your voice be tamed? Maybe we're a little different, there's no need to be ashamed. You got the light.
Thank you.